Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Call Your Answer. I'm your host, Mia Watkins. This week, I am kicking off the Fly Girl series. And tonight's guest, we're going to have LaDonna Whittingham. She is the creative director for Fly Girl Unite. I'm really excited about this series because it's going to be touching on a lot of different women that are doing amazing things in our community, that are helping people, that are bringing people together, uplifting them, and inspiring them. Make sure you join us every Wednesday, 8 p.m. I'm going to have a different guest every time at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. I have a Facebook. Join me on Facebook. It's the Call Your Answer. Make sure you like it. Follow us on Instagram at the Call Your Answer. And I'm about to have LaDonna right on with us right now.
Hello, LaDonna.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
Me too. I'm excited. So we're just kind of telling everyone about the Fly series, the Fly Girl series. I'm really excited about it. And how I definitely had to have you on here because you kind of inspired the Fly Girl thing for me. So to give everyone a quick background on LaDonna and how we met, we actually met really briefly at Manifest Your Destiny Toy Drive last year?
Yes.
I think it was it was really quickly, and then I ended up doing something about the Black Lives Matter. She hopped on the conference call, like, let's do something, and then we ended up meeting again at Run for Justice, Runyon Canyon, and then it kind of just went from there. And it's incredible. It's great how God works and just how people work when you're really trying to make a difference, like you meet common and like-minded people.
Right. He just completely aligned us in the right path at the right time, and now look at us now.
I know. I'm excited. So, LaDonna, before we get into, like, Fly Girls Unite and everything, tell us a little bit about LaDonna Whittingham. Tell us about you, where you come from. What do we need to know about you?
I'm originally from Pasadena, California, and I'm a freelance wardrobe stylist. It's what I do. I'm a lot of people on Instagram. I'm not sure if they know that, as that is one of our big outlets, because we're always marketing other creatives and other inspiring, strong women in the industry. But I am a stylist by day, and my passion is people, or my purpose, rather, is people, and that is how Fly Girls Unite came about. And just using the two things that I'm passionate about, fashion, faith, and people, and bringing that all together in one, bundle of love.
Oh, that's great. And it's really noticeable in all that you do. When I told you about being on here, you're like, yes, I want to do it. Whatever I can do to be of service to you. That was the one thing that was constant, was just any time that I met LaDonna, it was where we spoke. It might have not been all the time or often, but whenever we spoke, you were always like, I'm here to help you. And there's so few people like that out here. So I'm just thankful that there's someone like you that's out here that's out really to help the community, to help other people walk out their calling. And that's why I have you on here, and that's why I'm so excited to be working with you and whatever,
Yes, yeah, and likewise. I mean, what you're doing as well, this show, this platform, and the purpose behind it is really inspiring, and I've seen nothing like it. So blessings to you on this journey.
Thank you. So as you know, the show is called The Call Your Answer. It's about people that got a calling and they answered it. And by answering it, by being inspired to answer the calling, they've inspired other people. You kind of went into your calling, which was what your purpose was, to help people and to be of service to other people. So how did Fly Girls, you briefly touched on it when you were telling me about yourself. Tell us, how did Fly Girls Unite stem out of your calling? How did it start? Where did it begin? And what was your main motivation for doing Fly Girls Unite?
My main motivation for Fly Girls Unite with women and just wanting to spread that love in our community and amongst our generation. Fly Girls Unite came from the inspiration of my friend who inspired me daily. And whenever we come together, we always felt like just this girl group. We kind of just, we would get dressed on our own, but when we come together, we cohesively kind of just flow together like we were meant to be in just this unit. And we supported each other in the different avenues that we were involved in. And we just had this spirit. And whenever we came together, it was like Fly Girls Unite, whatever auditions, you know, missions, whatever we were doing, we kind of just, you know, supported each other in that light. And I know that a lot of women need that sisterhood and camaraderie. They say you want to change the world, start with yourself. So I started with myself as a young, you know, Black woman. And then, but at the end of the day, women in general, we have this competitiveness. We have this, we're just competitive and this separation, unfortunately. And so I want to be able to break down that barrier and unite us as one and show that we can be sisters, show that we can be loving towards one another and, and just, you know, come together as a unit.
I love that. And you touched on something that is really relevant and really noticeable, and amongst all women, really, we're very competitive because society does that to us, but really amongst Black women, too. I mean, we're both Black women, so we see it a lot more, and we are constantly competitive, and then it hinders our ability to really flourish. It really hinders our community.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and I think we need more people that are thinking like you do. You know, thinking like the women of Fly Girls Unite are thinking, like, hey, we have to do this together. Like, I can tell you, part of your mission statement is united together, we are unstoppable. Or I know I'm so sorry, I might have butchered that. But it was empowering and, like, united together, you know, and that's so important because when we're together, we can do so much, you know.
Exactly.
And
it's together we are unstoppable. We are here on this earth, on this planet, in this space, at this time. We are here for each other. And that's why there's many of us here. If God wanted us to be alone, it would be one of us.
Right.
But he made two of us and he said multiply, and therefore there are many of us. And we have to know that we are here for each other and for a purpose. And that is, you know, to bring God's glory, to bring glory to God. But and by serving one another and loving one another and spreading His love is what we're here for. So
you guys started Fly Girls Unite, and you had your call and you answered it by doing this. Now tell us, what were some challenges, like one or two challenges that you faced personally for you while doing this? Like when there was a time that you wanted to stop and give up, and then explain why you didn't and why you kept going.
I would say that that's honestly a constant battle.
Really?
You know, when God calls you to something and calls you towards something, it's usually above and beyond you. He's calling you toward it. So he's almost like drawing you near to it. So it's out of yourself.
Yes.
And he's pulling you towards it. So you don't necessarily feel equipped, but those he predestined, he called, and those he called, he justified, and those he justified, he glorified. So I have to constantly transform and keep my mind renewed in his word and in him to know the reason why he's called me. It's through him that I'm able to do this. It's through him that this is possible, and not really be self-reliant on my own abilities, because I can't do nothing. Just to put it plainly, you know, I'm without him, I'm incapable. So it's the challenges are, you know, really getting over fear and self-insecurities, you know, Fly Girls Unite is for women. It's a movement for everyone, targeted for women. And what helps me in this movement and getting over my fears is seeing other women in the industry and other women passionate and strong about their purpose and their calling, pursuing and moving forward in their calling. And just being open to that, to know that if they did it for them, that, you know, he will do it for me. And if he's done it for me, he will do it for you. So just really trying to keep positive and really looking and walking in his light. But definitely the challenges are, am I good enough? You know, how can I do this? So when am I going to do this? Is this possible? Yeah. These questions cross my mind on a daily, just a second ago. As a matter of fact, and that's the great thing about prayer, you know, is that I can give that away and give it to him who can carry that weight, because if I dwell in it, you know, it'll wear me down. And I have a responsibility to him and to everyone. You know, we are responsible for each other. If I don't walk in my calling, imagine if I didn't walk in my calling. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you don't walk in the calling that you're called to do and you're supposed to move in, the amount of people that will be left with nothing. You know, we are dependent on another. God is calling us not just for ourselves, but for each other. So it's bigger than us. It's bigger. And that's what kind of keeps me from sinking in, you know, helping me rise above, is knowing that, you know, that he is dependent on me, and I am dependent on as well. And we have to do things. We have to do things for each other. So, yeah.
That's a great answer. And I love how you said, "There's without him, I can't do nothing." And so often we want to take things. We want to take things in our own. We want to do it based on our own abilities. And when it's a calling, you can't do that. Like when it's something God calls you, you can't do it without him. The quote that I have on my business card for the podcast, it says, "A job you can quit, a dream you can give up, but a calling will chase you forever."
Yes, that is so true.
It's so true.
Like, I literally went on a brief hiatus off social media for almost 2 months at the top of the year, get centered, get refocused with the Lord, and there people calling me that I didn't know, emailing me, you know, from either the website or, you know, from Fly Girls Unite, the email, you know, "We miss you on Instagram. I need your motivation." You know, it will come for you. So if you don't know your calling, that's some way, one way to identify is that it's an itch. It's a something that just will not go away.
Because God will align things. Like, when it's something you were called to do, you're going to do it no matter what. God's going to make that happen. And I've seen it in my life and so many of my other friends' lives. Like, this podcast, this happening right now, this was an idea that was in my head almost a year ago. And it started out as something totally, entirely different and evolved into this. And I kept saying, I can't do it, I can't do it. But each time, God would give me all these doors to open. I'm like, well, clearly you want this to happen, God, because, like, everything is just opening up. So it's like, let me go ahead and walk through it. And then once I walked through, that's when everything just started coming. It was just like, okay, Lord, I'm ready. And I really appreciate that you've acknowledged that you can't do it without God. And we can't. And a lot of times we want to do it on our own ability, and that's when we struggle. And that's when we get the insecurities. Right. That's when we want to give up. That's when we're like, I can't. I don't know what else I can do. You know, what you can do is you can call Jesus' name, and you're good. He'll be there. So I appreciate that. I love that. And so going on to the going back to Fly Girls, and just like you kind of talked about it a little bit. It's kind of, you kind of fused it in with why you're doing this and what it's about. But why do you specifically think that, you know, that Fly Girls Unite is necessary for this generation right this second? right now?
Oh, it's so necessary, Nia. Fly Girls Unite is so necessary for this mm-hmm. generation and generations to come, again,
yeah.
because we need each other. And I know
yeah.
I keep saying that, and I can't, thank you, Holy Spirit, emphasize that enough, how important one another, we are to one another. We may see a lot of people out there on a great platform standing alone on their own, and it may look
mm-hmm.
like they are doing it all alone, but I promise you no one is standing on a platform alone. They have an army with them. They have
mm-hmm.
a community supporting them. No
mm-hmm.
one can do this alone. Jesus had 12 disciples. Jesus!
Yes, yes.
You know, like if you think that you can do it on your own, look at Jesus. Okay, and he
mm-hmm.
was perfect. You know, and he did everything. But he still needed his 12 homies, his 12 friends, his 12
yes.
disciples that were there for him, mm-hmm. supporting him, and could spread his word and do the work because, God, he's created an abundant universe. It's so
mm-hmm.
huge.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we need this now because we need to know how important we are to one another. And I feel like once we start to value one another, we can start to, once we start to support, we can start to value one another and start to notice that we're different yet one and the same. We're not so different from one another. We all
yeah.
Have almost the same desires and wants and needs, and we all need those to be fulfilled and obviously through God. But supporting also, in addition to that, supporting one another and having someone that you can talk to, someone who believes
yeah.
in you. And, you know, that confirmation. Sometimes we just need confirmation.
Yeah.
And this generation, especially because we are in sort of a selfie stage and a selfish stage and selfish
yeah.
mentality, it's important to realize that the girl next to you is your sister. She's
yeah.
your and not your enemy, and your comrade and someone you can count on. So
mm-hmm.
it's now more than ever so that
yeah.
we can get a value for self and one another.
Mm. That's so true, and I love what you said about how we're in this selfie stage, and I love my selfies. I'm not going to sit here in front and say, I don't want to take my selfies. Because I do. But there is an aspect about the selfies that is very selfish. And you have to wonder why we take the selfies, to get the approval, to get the likes or whatnot, you know. And
yeah.
going back to women being competitive and competing with each other and not realizing that we're each other's sisters. So we're posting all our selfies and saying how many people we get likes on, and how many we get likes on. But we're forgetting that the other women are doing it too, and we're maybe doing it, but we're not even thinking about, oh, they might be feeling the same way that I do when I do these selfies. So maybe I should say what's up and like this picture, like, oh, you're beautiful. You're amazing. You know what I mean? Because that's
right.
what women want a lot. You know, we just want someone to acknowledge us, like that we're important, especially women. Like, of course we want it from men, but I think it's so important
mm-hmm.
to hear from another woman, especially and for us being black women, I think that I love when other black women are like, you're so beautiful. And I love telling other black women,
right.
I love telling all other women that they're beautiful. But I say it because you're my sister. And
right.
if I'm not doing well, I mean, if you're not doing well, I'm not doing well. I can't say
right.
I'm succeeding if you're not succeeding. If I'm up here doing all this and all that, and you're down here just, you know, struggling and doing this, and if I'm in a position to help you, then I should be able to lend a hand. Because like you said, we weren't put on this earth to be by ourselves. God did not make it that way. And we were here to be a service to other people, and I love that. That's what
exactly.
Fly Girls Unite is doing. So being a service to other people and all your guys' posts, everything you do, And I appreciate it so much. Now,
thank you.
What was you? Yeah, no, just thank you. I love what you're doing. Please keep doing because it's so needed. It's definitely needed. Now, we're going to be winding that down here in a little bit. Can you tell me, like, what's your advice to someone that is walking out their calling right now? What would you tell them? What is something you wish that someone would have told you when you started Fly Girls Unite?
Well, I'll tell you what someone told me when I started Fly Girls Unite. She told me, and it's just the keys to the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom, and all of his righteousness will be added unto you. Seek ye first. Seek him first. For those out there that are listening that may not know, seek the Lord. Seek God. God has the design and has the plan for your life. As much as we like to think we're in control, I'm sure you've experienced many circumstances and situations that made very clear to you that you are completely out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So in situations like the purpose, your calling, direction, seek ye first the kingdom. Get into your word. Open that Bible. Open that Bible and open that word and just ask, Lord, I don't know what to do. Guide me. You know, I want to do this, Lord, but I don't know if it's your way. Have your way. I want to do your will, Lord, but I don't know what it is. And open that Bible, and I promise you the very first page that you come across will be so clear to you. He will be speaking to you. We have got to open ourselves up to let him in. He's right there waiting for us to just let him in. His word says, I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you.
Not to harm you.
Plans and hope for your future. So,
yes, Jeremiah. Mm-hmm.
If you are Jeremiah 29:11, if you are afraid or in fear or doubt, you know, I would encourage you to just open that word and lean on his promises, because the leap of faith that you have, or the leap that you are afraid to take, or the step that you're afraid to take, just have that faith and open the word and see his already written, his promise that, again, his word is today, yesterday, and forever. So I would encourage one who is considering and to really go forward in their calling, because if you don't go into your calling, as we said before, it will chase you. More importantly, to push you, as Jesus pushed Jonah to his calling.
Yes,
he tried and tried to get away. He tried to, it pushed him out. He tried to get on a boat and get away. The boat, you know, they were like, get him off. He's going to cause commotion. If you want to arrive in a whale at your calling, that can be your choice. But I, for the most part, I would just like to walk forward and let him lead me as he will into a space of righteousness and light and love and prosperity, and because that is the only plan that God has for you. In your calling, I would say seek ye first the kingdom, and he will make it all clear to you.
Thank you, LaDonna. That was such a word. Like, this is what I love about this podcast, is that everyone that I have on it, people that I ask to be on the show are people that my spirit just is like that person. Like, that's literally how it goes. And every time I have someone, so there's always
a word
that they give, you know, that just, that inspires me and inspires other people.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's why I like, and that's beautiful. And that's God just working through this. That's how you know it's what someone's called to do.
Right.
I appreciate it. So it makes sense that you're the creative director of Fly Girls Unite, because and that you see it in everything that all the posts I see. It's always so spirit-led. And I appreciate that. I really appreciate that, because as someone that is trying to be continually led by the Spirit, and when I'm not having the power and the strength and the humbleness and the grace to, okay, Lord, it's not of you. What do you want me to do? It's good to see stuff out there, people that are really doing it Spirit-led, and you feel it, too, when you look at stuff. So I appreciate that. So we are going
to
be
winding
down. We're going to be ending a little bit. So tell us where can we find Fly Girls Unite, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, and then tell us an event that's coming up or what do we need to know about Fly Girls Unite.
You can find us at www.flygirls.unite.com. Again, www.flygirlsunite.com. Our heavy hitter social media outlet is Instagram. We're heavy with the hashtags. Fly Girls Unite Together. We're unstoppable. So check us. Check us out at Fly Girls Unite. Same spelling. Twitter, Fly Girls Unite. Tumblr, Fly Girls Unite. Facebook, Fly Girls Unite. And even maybe Snapchat. And I mean, Snapchat is really the trend right now. So we may even just pop on a Snapchat one time and, you know, catch a few Fly Girls in motion. So look out for that. As far as future events, we just wrapped an event that we hosted with a fellow Fly Girl, Miss Nikki Jean. Shout out to her. Thank you for bringing us on and spreading your love and your light with us. We have another event coming up with Filthy Rags, and that is in April. So stay tuned. Love that family, that generation. Cool. They're something amazing. And we also have another Sip and Shop coming up. And we have the Fly Girls Unite networking event that we have almost quarterly coming up in April as well. So April will be a busy month, so look for us on Instagram and stay tuned for what we have coming next month. We look forward to seeing you all, your inspiration to us, as much as you say we are inspiration to you, but more of an inspiration to us. So we thank you for just your constant love and support. It means everything to us, and we see you all in the future, and you look much better than you look right now. So thank you, and thank you, Nia, for having us.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's the Fly Girl series, girl. I'm going to have two more of you next week. So that's going to be great.
Yes.
So make sure you guys, I'm going to be up in, right? There's never enough flyness. It's always time for
never.
Flyness. So make sure I will be posting anything that's going on with Fly Girls Unite on my Facebook and my Instagram. Again, anything goes on, definitely, you know, let me know, LaDonna. Email me the stuff. I'll post it on my Instagram, my
for
Facebook,
sure.
To make sure everyone is attending and they're there, it's getting out there. Again, you guys, thank you for joining
us
tonight as I talked with LaDonna Whittingham, the creative director of Fly Girls Unite, to kick off my Fly Girls series. And again, make sure you like me on Facebook. It's the Call Your Answer. On Instagram, at the Call Your Answer. And hey, if you have a calling you want to talk about, shoot me an email at the Call Your Answer at gmail.com and let's talk about it. All right, everyone, this is Nia. I'm host of the Call Your Answer. Join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.